And we are back for a special edition of the Partrain. Strat, I don't know about you, but this is exciting. Just you and I on stage, another live award show. It's our third time being the hosts. Serm isn't here, but you know what? When one man goes down, the other two step up. And we got a great show tonight. I'm excited to have you as my co-host tonight.
Yeah, happy to be here. Really excited about my tuxedo. It's a custom Roback special. It's a four-way stretch tuxedo. So I feel like I can really explore the space up here on stage. But very excited for this 2019 awards season. The winners, the losers, the mentions, the Lifetime Achievement Award, always one of my favorites. Sure. It's going to be a blast. You're going to want to stick around. Stick around.
It's funny stick when around. You mention your tux, which, by the way, looks fantastic.
Thank you.
Big tux tailored. It got a little awkward because I looked out in the crowd. I saw Fig Jam get a little uncomfortable because Miz and May and his sponsors are sitting next to him. But he got real excited when he heard about Roback making a tux. So,
yeah, I saw him in the men's room, and he challenged me to a high kickoff that we're probably going to do during intermission when I go grab my customary package of Raisinets. As you know, I love the Raisinets. So we're going to do that in the lobby. If you happen to find yourself out there, we're taking bets. You know Phil's taking bets. He's got his bookie is never too far behind. So you'll be able to find him.
I mean, there's a lot of pretty faces in the crowd, Strat. I mean, look at these. Look at these faces.
Justin Thomas is here. His hair is still pretty thin, but he's here, and that's good. That's good to see him.
The Roback founders in the crowd tonight. Give him a round of applause. Congrats to Steens, Hubs, and Lofty. You guys, you were on the award-winning podcast of the Partrain this year. Very powerful stuff. It was raw, authentic, unapologetically stretchy, comfortable, good-looking. And basically now they've got every kind of gear under the sun. It's been kind of fun watching them ascend to a new height in 2019.
And, you know, no mention of our Roback friends would be complete with Wow, what's the code that our friends should use for 20% off?
It's train. Yeah, this isn't customary in an award show format, but we make our own rules around here. Okay, two scoops, make it three.
Yeah, and we can't help it. You know, I mean, it's that good.
Code train.
We want you to experience
off.
It.
Yeah, I mean, this award show is coming out on Sunday before Christmas, so it's 3 days before, so you're probably not going to get it in time, but hey, do it anyways. Get it after. Return something and then get Roback code train.
Yeah, and you know, speaking of coal in the stocking, I saw a real greasy trail winding its way through the lobby earlier, some wet-looking hair and a distinctive waddle that I just could not take my eyes off of, and sure enough, it was Patrick Reed. Oh. So Patrick Reed's here tonight. A lot of fans. Oh yeah, that was an interesting response. Ooh. A lot of fans, I guess, of old Patty in the. Hey Patrick, how you doing? Yeah, no, good to see you, pal. Now you didn't need to wear the red, white, and blue cummerbund, but that's fine. Thanks for that. Appreciate that,
Patrick. We appreciate you being tonight. We know you've been through a lot, but well, you know, this got dark pretty quick. I think it's our job to keep things moving. Let's do something let's keep the energy back, okay? Tiger Woods is in the house tonight, everybody. Wow. I mean, talk about the opposite effect. Strat, we'll get into this later in the show. I'm sure there's plenty of awards that Tiger's been nominated for tonight. I think it's 12 to be exact. But Tiger, we just got to tell you, we're two grown men. You made us cry this year. What an inspiration. Another round of applause for Tiger.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, really, really inspiring stuff. There was a period of about a month where I was just fusing everything in my household together. Pencils, chairs, my cars.
His son got
two cars. Yeah, my kids. Yeah, I fused the kids together. That was messy, but it was inspiring. Speaking of fusion, I mean, you want to talk about just pure electricity. We got Brooksy Koepka and Rory sitting next to each other. Look at those two guys. Round of applause for these two handsome men. I mean, these guys were going tit for tat just this past weekend out on the golf course. But they're here. They're chatting. It looks like Brooks brought all of his major trophies with him, which is getting a little bit awkward because Rory, well, I guess he's got his Arnold Palmer trophy. That's cute. And he's got the players. Well, you know what? Let's just let those guys hash it out. They could talk brass tacks for a little bit longer as we move on. But why don't we keep it moving, Ev?
Yeah, is Matt Kuchar here tonight? I don't see him, but Strat, we were told that he'd be here. Hold on, let's look at the seat map here. Oh, wait, there is someone in his seat. Is that the seat filler? Oh, well, this is awkward. Normally they get a tip, but I guess not tonight, pal, you know? But
yeah,
speaking of...
I think that might have just been a cuidado piso mojado sign that's on his seat, so
sure.
He might want to move that when he gets back, yeah.
Well, Kook, sorry to, you know, we welcome you back to your seat. You know, feel comfortable. This is a safe space. But speaking of scandals, 2019, we saw a lot. You know, there's a lot that happened. You know, I don't know if you guys remember, Sergio Garcia, who's not here tonight, ironically enough, vandalized a golf course in Saudi Arabia. What a sentence that is. Koepka, you know,
that was
fun. Brooks Koepka lost 25 pounds for the ESPN body issue ahead of the Masters, hurt his wrist. Brandel, I mean, was that an issue? I don't know. A lot of back and forth on that. And then your boy Bryson, Strat, what happened with Bryson?
Oh, Bryson just kind of really became the poster child for slow play in the golfing community. And in response, decided to just hit the fucking weight room hard. I think was ready to pretty much, this season he's ready to confront anyone who wants to say anything about his slow play. Packed on about 25 pounds. The 25 pounds that Brooks lost, Bryson picked it up, threw it on his own fucking frame, and kink. It's coming out swinging. Probably going to be a little bit slower, though, if I'm honest.
Yeah, it's tough to watch, Bryson. He's not here tonight, but I would imagine that he would have had to get a new suit because he's so swole, kind of like Kenny Banyan. Now, Jerry, you want my suit? I'm huge. But yeah, Sergio, I guess the last scandal was Sergio Garcia vandalized another golf course in Memphis. So,
he leaves his calling card, you know that he's been there after he's played around.
Sergio on the golf course is almost tougher to watch than watching our producers in the back of the room, trying to press the bleep button every time Strat gets the mic. So, why don't we just get straight into the awards, shall we?
Welcome to the 2019 trainees. This is always a fun time for everyone. These are hotly contested, some might say the most coveted awards of the just busy PGA Tour award season. I mean, you think that the A-list actors have it hard? But you talk to some PGA Tour members when they get that quick 2 weeks off in between seasons. So we'll jump right in. This award is always a fun one to start with. Kind of comes out of left field. But it's best actor in a supporting role. This always goes to someone who, you know, kind of hangs out in the shadows and really just puts the main character on their shoulders, allows them to call themselves a giant while they stand on their shoulders. And this one was a tough one, you know. But at the end of the day, it made sense. Why don't we go ahead and just let me open up the envelope here? And it's sure enough, it's Kuchar's caddy in Cancun. In Mexico,
says Kuchar's caddy.
I must have. I'm not sure what happened. I think it might have been El Tucan, but however, this guy, you know, he showed up. He did the work. He helped him get the win. And then what ensued was just a real ugly couple of weeks of Kuch not opening up that checkbook. You know, it's tough to watch, really. But it sounds like they might have gotten it all figured out.
Yeah, I think so. You know, Kuchar's probably still hiding in the bathroom. His caddy, we're going to have to mail this trophy to him. I mean, it's good fun. Great. Okay, so kicking off the next award, you know, this is another interesting category because, you know, it's just another example of someone behind the scenes, similar to an actor in a supporting role. However, you know, a lot of times in film, entertainment, and sport, you know, a lot can happen, but it's the editing. It's the editing that takes all of that footage and all of that drama and puts it into something succinct, exciting, so that we can't look away, right? In this scenario, however, you kind of wanted to look away. Patrick Reed is the winner for best editing. He cut the sand a little bit too much. And sometimes in an edit, when you cut too much, sometimes you don't have enough. And so Patrick If you'd like to come forward and take this award, you can speak the crown. Well, this is weird. He doesn't seem to be getting up. I don't think this has ever happened before. He doesn't want the award.
It looks like he's asking for a rules official. This could get ugly. You know what? Why don't we move on? Okay. This could take a little while. Sure. Let me cut back to the stage. Okay. I'm a little flustered. All right. Let me just
live TV. Oh,
yeah. All right. Yeah. Fuck it. We'll do it live. Okay. Next up. Oh, wow. This is always a fun one. Next award we have, of course, is Best Director. Now, this is a different one for golf because typically we got a lot of actors out there. You know, we've got guys giving really stellar performances, really tugging on your heartstrings, come from behind victories. That's what she said. You got guys that are showing up as rookies, wowing the world. But Best Director is one that you don't see often. And honestly, not one we give out every year because it's a tough one to find enough candidates for. But why don't I just go ahead and open up the envelope here? And yeah, now this is no surprise. Tiger Woods at the President's Cup. You know, Tiger this year with their victory, the come from behind victory, he's only the second player captain in history to achieve victory in an international tournament like this. And it's another feather in his very densely feathered cap. Mm. And it was fun to watch Tiger, you know, mixing it up with the boys and arguably be the best player on the U.S. team throughout the entire tournament. So Tiger, you just come over here, foxtrot up here, and grab one of these awards, and dear God, please don't fall and injure your back.
I mean, I don't know if you've heard of leading by example, but that's Tiger, right?
Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah. You're absolutely right.
So speaking of greatness, this is a new award. This is the first year for it. The Academy challenged us to increase sponsorship revenue. We contacted our friends at Roback, and this award's called Out of Your Comfort Zone. Presented by Roback. And this one, you know, this is a tough one because, you know, it's something that you hear a lot. You got to get out of your comfort zone to grow and become the better version of yourself, become who you're meant to be. And in this case, that's not the case. We give this award to J.B. Holmes from his win at the Genesis Open at Riviera because seeing J.B. Holmes the victor at a place like Riviera, a place so refined, a place in the Pacific Palisades of Los Angeles, which, and I quote, Stratton Easter said, if he could live anywhere in Los Angeles, it would be the Palisades. It is nice. Okay.
It's true.
Yep. There is an Erewhon next to a Lululemon, next to a Laurel, Sweet Laurel, organic cake shop. And it is just as nice as it comes. And so seeing the Kentucky boy walk up that hill at Riviera and try and be the post boy for that event. I think he was out of his comfort zone. I think we were out of our comfort zone. So JB Holmes, congrats.
Yeah. He's wearing the black glove tonight as well. That's fun.
Yeah.
Didn't see that. Well, it's a black glove affair, you know? Thanks, JB. Get out of here. All right. So next award we have, this one is always a fun one. This is Best Story. So this is, you know, this is an award that, at least for me, you know, it just gets those emotional juices flowing. It's the thing that you like to read. It puts a smile on your face. Mm. And this one is, you know, this is a near and dear one to our heart. This year's best story is, of course, Keith Mitchell. Friend of the pod, guest of the Par Train, getting his first win after coming on the Par Train. I don't think it's a coincidence.
No.
However, you know, as with any good story, there really was a twist, and I'm not sure anyone really expected this. You know, Keith did mention that we'd be his first call after that victory, and I think he said he'd send us some money as well, if I'm not mistaken, didn't he?
He was going to send us a lot of money, yeah.
Yeah, no, so I guess, I don't know, maybe he's a Cash App guy, but my Venmo is empty, and Keith hasn't called, so I'll keep it on. He's on my emergency contact list when I throw that phone on Do Not Disturb at night. His number's in there, so if he calls, I'll pick up. I mean, overall, congrats, Keith. Incredible season. Hoping for more good things from you.
Wow, what a story, Keith. I mean, we told him he'd win. He won. He said he'd call.
Welcome.
He didn't. But here we are. I mean, we're not bitter, you know? I mean,
I'm not angry. You're angry.
We're professionals. I mean, we're still honoring him with an award, which I think says a lot about us, which is probably why the Academy chose us as the hosts for this event. So, well, that was the first half of the show. I know these award shows, you know, we heard a lot of feedback. We have one of those suggestion boxes out front. Mm-hmm. And last year it was filled to the brim, and people, a lot of people complain that they go on for too long. So yeah. Strat and I put a lot of focus on getting through the awards quickly, providing you guys an opportunity to refill your drinks so that we can have a fun intermission. With a fun little segment before we get to the second half of the award. Does that sound good?
Sounds good to me.
Okay, so as you guys, well, there's a lot of rummaging in the crowd. This is tough. This is one of our, favorite segments. A lot of people love it. It's called Sad Violin, okay? We like to focus on the good things, but sometimes it's good to also reflect on things that made you a bit sad. And producers, you guys want to start the Sad Violin? I'll start.
Appreciate that. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I find myself every year saying that this is going to be the year. And whether it's picking him in our year-long league or picking him in major pools and simply rooting for him week in and week out and for Strat, wanting to maybe have Ricky's now new wife as the mistress. I don't know. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I know you're a fan.
I'm a big fan.
Ricky, I mean, I hate to do this, and maybe this is what's going to finally change it around is this Sad Violin. But I just have to say, Strat, we've talked about this off air before. Mm-hmm. It's official. Ricky just can't win the big one. It's almost worse than Sergio, because Sergio, I think, was more of a head case. Whereas Ricky, I think it's just the personality and the lack of grit, the psychological and athletic makeup to do it. He just doesn't have a killer instinct. You know, I don't know if you've seen the documentary on Kobe Bryant, but it's not there. I think he's comfortable. Yeah. I think he's comfortable being a Rocket Mortgage guy. I think he's satisfied with all the orange in the crowd amongst the 11-year-old. I think he's excited about his pole vaulting wife. I think, you know, and as he should be. But, you know, even when he won, a lot of people forget he won Waste Management, Phoenix Open this year. And it was tough to watch. Barely won.
Yeah. Yeah. And he really limped it home at the end.
Really limped it home. And so I think as a fan, Ricky's probably one of my favorite players, if not my favorite player on tour. And it's tough to admit, but I just don't think the guy has it.
Ouch. Well,
that's mine.
I know that can be hard to say. I know that's difficult for you. I can't say that I don't agree with you. And nobody wants to see him win more than me. Like I said, mostly just so that we can see Allison trot onto the 18th green.
That'd be fun.
But, God, I feel like you might be right here. But I'd love it if you proved us wrong.
Yeah. Okay. Well, producers.
Okay.
You want to cue the music for Strat?
Okay. Lovely. Thank you. Okay, so, all right, why don't you just, everyone, take a seat. It's a little bit, you know, dim the lights a little bit. It's getting a little dusty in here. My Sad Violin, of course, this will probably come as no surprise, but it's for my pal, Rory McIlroy. Rory won Player of the Year this year, and honestly, I don't even remember what Rory did to win Player of the Year this year. I had to consult some notes. I mean, he won some stuff that kind of sort of looked like a major, you know, but you know, the Players, give me a break. I mean, like, I don't even know which one you want to win, the PGA or the Players. Who knows? They're both, nobody cares about either of them, if we're being honest. Serm Daddy just woke up from whatever fucking craft seltzer and induced coma he's in. He just emerged. He felt a disturbance in the force. But, you know, he won some stuff. I don't care what he won. I can't remember what he won. The guy's making $30 million a year. He's newly married. You know, I don't know what it is with this guy. To go from the highest of highs that he achieved to just seeming lost out on the course. And when he wins, there's just, you don't really care. I mean, I can't be the only one who feels this way, right? Mm. When Rory won, I'm kind of like, oh shit, I can't believe that happened. Like, really? What did he do? I mean, he just, he's a human highlight reel. He's almost like the Vince Carter of golf at this point, because he does incredible things that you see on YouTube and Instagram, but he just doesn't have the fucking rings to back any of it up. And I just don't know if we're really going to see. I think we might get one more fluke major out of the guy, and that might be it. I think a win here and there once every two or three seasons, and the guy just, he'll hang around for, you know, 15, 20 more years, and that'll be all she wrote.
Yeah, Strat, I think this is tough to hear. It's sad. It really is, because I agree. And a lot of people are touting, you know, suddenly it's all about the consistency. One of the most consistent years in recent history. What a year by Rory. But isn't it the most Rory thing ever to win the Players and the Tour Championship? Like the things that are almost majors? Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. has all of the momentum and expectations going into the Masters the following year, and then just, you know.
Shit's the bet.
Yeah. Although, I don't know if you heard this. He did recently say, I think he said if he could have anyone else's year, it would have been Tiger. And, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, you're right.
So, yeah. Same. Yeah. That's sad. Get in line, bro.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, clearly the crowd is boozed up and a little sad. So maybe that wasn't a good move as an intermission. Yeah. Hey, we're third time hosts. We're still learning.
Yikes.
All right. Let's cue up the music. We're back. We're back for the awards. So let's get everybody pumped up again. Okay. So first award back in the second half. Sports show. Heard of it? This award is all about it's best adapted screenplay. Okay, and this, you know, some people argue, is the adapted screenplay harder than the original screenplay? You know, it's something that already exists, but how do you make it your own? You know?
Yeah,
Rory. Speaking of Rory. Oh, this is awkward because Rory heard
that. Is yours burning?
Yeah, Rory came back. You know, Rory won the closest thing to a major without actually winning one. It's kind of like an original screenplay, but it's not. Rory, come on up. Best adapted screenplay. Mm. Congratulations.
Mm. Right down, Rory. Sorry about what I said earlier. You look great.
Great, too.
Ugh, awkward. Okay.
We're doing a great job.
Moving right along. Okay. This is always a fun one. Next award, best actor. Certainly no, spoiled for choice, really, this season for best actor. Some truly exceptional performances. You know, Tiger comes to mind. Rory winning the Players comes to mind. Hey, how you doing, Rory? Still here. He hasn't found his way up the stage.
Yeah, Rory, turn. It's to the
somebody,
right. Backstage is to the right.
Yeah, somebody
he walked the wrong
him
way.
Get out. Yeah, God. Okay. All right. So anyways, best actor this year. This is a fun one. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to open the envelope. Oh, yeah. This is no big surprise, really. Brooks Koepka. Winning at the PGA. Won four of the last eight. Getting second at the Masters. Second at the U.S. Open. And fourth at the Open. I mean, this is a guy, you want to talk about the opposite of Rory? I mean, these two are sitting next to each other. It's going to get even more awkward. Mm-hmm. But this is a guy who couldn't give two shits about the regular season and only shows up for the majors. And has, you know, I don't want to say it's Tiger-esque because Tiger is locked in all times, every tournament, you know, when he was in his prime. And even these days, we're seeing
Tiger just
of the past.
He just winked at you from the crowd.
He flashed me those big old chomps. Yeah. But Brooks is a special kind of player. Something about him. He just gets those kind of dead shark eyes and just starts grinding when the majors come up. And he's always a factor. I mean, watching him at the Masters this year while Tiger was going off, that was a good time. So, you know, I just want to say congrats, Brooks. You know, great work this year. Looking forward to next year. Come on up here and grab your award. Tell Jenna to in her seat. She doesn't need to come up here and post for the pictures. We're not taking pictures up here.
Yeah, Jenna, you didn't win the award, so.
Yeah. Please, no, sit down. Seriously, don't come up here. No, we're serious.
Why is she coming up?
All right, someone grab her and take it with Rory. Thanks.
I mean, don't grab her, you know, just like show her your seat because that would be right, but.
All right. Yeah. All right. Okay. I'm glad this thing's four-way stretch. This tuxedo. Yeah.
Okay, well, you know, this is what happens when you're having fun. suddenly we're at the last award, and then we've got the we'll finish the show and play this incredible produced piece, the Lifetime Achievement. But before we get to the Lifetime Achievement Award, Strat, we're going to do this one together because, I mean, doesn't everybody wait all night to hear what who wins Best Picture? I mean, this award is really what the year is all about. It's this moment and this picture that you hold in your mind, and it should, in my opinion, define the year, right? It's about ups and downs. It's about overcoming the challenges, and it's about becoming victorious. And I don't know if there's anyone that's ever been victorious as often, despite the hurdles, despite the injuries, despite the fusions, than our guy, Tiger Woods. The best picture is Tiger raising his hands in Masters glory.
I mean,
what does this mean to you, Strat? We're going to play the music.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's just, again, it was one of those things. I never gave up hope. I'd say most Tiger fans never gave up hope. And to see that comeback story play before our very eyes on arguably the best weekend in golf in April at the Masters at Augusta, Tiger Red. I mean, all I got to say, and this really sums it up, Nike brings back the mock turtleneck and the bitch sells out in one day. I mean, Tiger fever, it's real. It's a thing, okay? He moves the needle. Insert, you know, sports maxim here. But when Cat is in the hunt and winning, life is good. And life was good. And I got real drunk. You were there. You saw it. Mm-hmm. It was glorious.
Almost dropped your child.
But I didn't.
He didn't. Passed out on the couch by 4 p.m. Pacific.
Yep.
I wore a Tiger Red Nike golf shirt to work the next day. I mean, we were on cloud nine for like 3 weeks.
Yeah, I did. I had a lot of meetings. I couldn't tell you what we talked about because I wasn't paying attention. Just kept watching the final shot on my laptop.
Okay, well, that's really it. Let's close everything out. This is another moment that everybody waits on. This is something that, you know, the Best Picture Award, it's an amazing honor. But it's 2019. It's 1 year. The Lifetime Achievement Award is about much longer than that. It's about a lifetime. And Strat, why don't you go ahead and take everybody through this special moment?
Yeah, sure. Thank you so much, Evan. And thank you all, friends of the pod, former guests, future guests who don't even know you're going to be guests yet. Mm. Just want to thank you all for coming tonight. This has been a truly special evening. A lot of ups, a lot of downs. We laughed, we cried. We got snacks, we drank. The Lifetime Achievement Award, you know, it's probably the most impressive training award that we give out each year. You know, its official name, the Lifetime Partrain Trainee Performance of a Lifetime Award for Lifelong Performance in a Lifetime. Mm. It's a mouthful, but it's worth it. Mm-hmm. Its recipients are truly a who's who of golf legends and royalty. And this year really is no different. So please join me, stand if you wish, in congratulating this year's winner with a nearly record-breaking amount of votes. Unfortunately, a lot of these seemed like they might have been solicited from Russian bots and trolls, but pay no mind to that. This year's recipient and winner, Phil Mickelson. Phil, please come up here. Round of applause for Fig Jam. Phil,
listen to that applause.
It's deafening. Yeah, there it is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. I mean, God, that applause, it's good. They did well. You know, Phil had a truly impressive year of engagement and success, both on the course and off, from the uncomfortably ripped calves hidden in his pinstripe slacks to the even more uncomfortable Mizzen and Main commercial, which I'm actually told is now being used as the Buffalo Bills scene in Silence of the Lambs on the Director's Cut DVD. So that'll be truly creepy to watch.
Heard of it.
Phil enjoyed a year of renewed purpose and seemingly never-ending social media interaction. Of course, there was Phil's big money win over Tiger in the barn burner of a head-to-head match in Vegas that netted Fig Jam a cool $9 million, which I'm told from my sources was also instantaneously placed on a 250-to-1 underdog contender in a Muay Thai match at Stateline. I mean, that's no big surprise. That's Alexa. Yeah. However, Phil's win in the desert and, of course, at Pebble Beach really pale in comparison to his mastery, his newfound mastery, really, of social media and commitment to trolling other boomers. When he wasn't playing Candy Crush or commenting on Facebook spam posts, Phil found time to really lean into his unique style of storytelling and connect with the fans. With a twinkle in his excessively open eyes, Phil never failed to instill some secrets of the game that have helped him achieve success for so many years, as well as help us understand how to better hit bombs, quote unquote, as Phil likes to say. Yet, what really pushed Phil over the edge and placed him in rarefied air was his, quote, candid shirt photos frolicking in the beach. You know, it's no secret, Phil decided to slim down this year. He really decided he wanted to hit the gym. And thanks to a steady diet of what I'm told was yak's blood and pasteurized hot dog water, Phil was able to shed some LBs, some kilos, and, you know, really just become the elite athlete that was always hidden deep down inside behind those bitch tits. So, Phil, big champ, lefty, join us as we raise our craft seltzers in the air and salute you. Here is to another decade of your rosy-cheeked tomfoolery on the PGA Tour. Congrats, buddy.
Wow, let's give him a round of applause. This is Phil. Phil.
To Phil.
Wow. I mean, every time I hear Big Dick, with me.
Well, how could it not?
Well, everyone, wow. As Strat said, thank you so much for a great night. Thank you to our sponsors, Roback, Code Train. And thank you, Strat, for another year. And yeah, I think 2020, it's a new decade. It's been a pleasure.
You as well, my friend. Looking forward to the next year. What a great award show. What a great season. I'll see you next decade.
Adios. Test, 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 me a mole. Do, 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 do.
I got the chivalrous syphilis. The skeleton ran out of shampoo in the shower.
It's award season. Do, 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 do. All right, let's check it.